Let's quickly recap everything we've talked about so far. When you're drawing up your flash flood warning, be sure that it is basin-based, as this will help account for the hydrology side of flash flooding. Next, be sure your warning accounts for the evolving threat. For instance, if you've got an area of high QPEs moving into an area of low flash flood guidance, or you have training storms, be sure to cover those areas with your flash flood warning. Additionally, you should buffer your flash flood warning 2 to 3 basins downstream to account for impacts there. As for what you should include in the text of your flash flood warning, you need to know the cause of flash flooding, as this will determine what route you take in hazard services. Next, be sure the locations listed in your flash flood warning do not exceed 12 counties. As a best practice, flash flood warning should be between 3 and 6 hours, but this can vary based on the current situation. Lastly, you need to include additional details about the flash flooding itself, such as the severity of flash flooding, source, rainfall amounts, and recommended response actions for the public to take. Finally, flash flood emergencies should be used for those rare events where catastrophic impacts to life and property are occurring. All right, that's all for this lesson. When you are ready, click next to take the quiz.